You know, I believe the mind is a truly wonderful thing. But the more I try to figure it out, the more I realize how little I know about it. So I call my story The Transformation of the Mind. But really, it should be about the long misunderstanding. Because when I left home that morning, I literally thought that I would be turning home that evening. And little did I know that it would take me 39 years to return there. But see, my story is really quite simple. I was arrested for committing a murder and a robbery with a cast on from my wrist to my elbow that nobody saw. The witness who identified me only saw the accuser for a few seconds. But the individuals who had an opportunity to see the accuser for over half an hour or more on two separate occasions, mind you, never identified me. Yet I was convicted and sent to prison. But during my hiatus, I lived the life of the young, naive, and devious rascal, the draconian despot, and could have even been called at some point the schizophrenic megalomaniac. At one point, I held the keys to a myriad of material wealth, but I relinquished them for the serenity of my mental health. I developed the motto that I would never give in and I would never give up, because I clearly understood that the strength of my efforts would determine the measure of my results. And fortunately for me, in 2001, an organization called Centron Ministry, whose director, and this is Jim Mikulski, who investigate innocent cases, decided to take my case. I called Mr. Jim Mikulski, Mr. Wonderful. He in turn hired a lead investigator who uncovered the evidence of my innocence. And his name was Mr. Steve Delaney. I called him Mr. Magic. They in turn hired two lawyers, Mr. Larry Nathan and Booth Ripken. I called them the miracle workers. And through their tenacious efforts, I was freed in 2006. The judge, when releasing me, asked what would I do with my wonderful life. And I said that I would live it. And this is no pun intended, because I was serving a life sentence. Since my release, I hope that I've become an asset to the community and not a liability. The first 6 months, I devoted solely to my family, who was my strongest support system throughout my incarceration. I spent an entire day doing whatever it was that that individual or those individuals wanted to do. Several of my nieces took me to the movie, took me to dinner, and took me to the movie. Of all things, they took me to see Dream Girl. Don't misunderstand me, I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was very nice. One of my nieces took me to Atlantic City. One of my sisters took me to Atlantic City because she saw that I was doing a lot of things, and she knew that I needed rest. And we just walked the boardwalk, did a little shopping, and I don't gamble, but we went out of the casinos. Another one of my sisters took me to dinner, took me shopping. Another one took me to lunch. Just really too much more to describe how I spent the first 6 months of my release. But believe me, it was totally awesome. These next 6 months, yes, it was. The next 6 months, I devoted to trying to put my life back together, which you know has to be an awesome test. An awesome test after having been incarcerated for 39 years. But don't misunderstand me, I'm not complaining. I'm having a wonderful time. Which brings me back to the mind being such a wonderful thing. Because since my release, most folks think that I should be angry or I should be bitter. But I am neither. And that is simply because I am totally free, both mentally and physically. I learned some things while I was incarcerated, and that there are a lot of other innocent folks that are incarcerated as well. And some of them may have even been killed. I have a host of stories to tell you, and I could make this much more long. But I wanted to condense it in such a manner where you would fully be able to understand exactly what my situation was. I initially wanted to make it humorous because I thought, well, okay, I need to give them something to laugh about. But because of the serious nature of it, and because there are probably other individuals like myself that are still incarcerated, I wanted to keep it serious. Now, again, I don't know what you think about my story, but I think it's a truly wonderful tale. Thank you.